every hour.
The people who are the targets of their investigation know what's put in those documents.
It could be that they were trying to send a strong message to Ukraine and to the West about their capabilities.
Anytime that you're traveling, common sense has to prevail.
On Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA.
Some sunshine out there, 50 degrees at 6:16. In the news, a suspicious overdose death suspect takes a plea in Blair County Court. State lawmaker says the Johnstown Housing Authority Board has to go. And a Dubois woman is charged with criminal homicide in another overdose death. And while you're driving this week, well, starting this week, better put those phones down. All that coming up in news. In sports, Pirates in Houston. There almost was a problem in Houston, but the Pirates stayed away from that, which means a W. The Curve. Boy, we got a report for you. The Curve also with a W. And what a game one in the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs. Not the typical, okay, let's see what you do. Now we're going to see what they do. Now we're going to wait. No, they both come out with haymakers. Going to be a great series. All that coming up. And I am going to replay something that I just played in the break, because if you folks still don't get it, this might help put you over the top.
It's time for WRTA Mornings with Referee Rich and Dave Shannon on Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Views and opinions expressed by the hosts of this show do not reflect the views and opinions of the staff, management, or ownership of WRTA.
Yes, I disagree with what I'm hearing.
Or most of the other people that are listening. And now, WRTA Mornings.
All right, it is WRTA Mornings. We are back in the studio after another very, very fun day yesterday at Tom and Joe's. We'll be back there after the 4th of July. That's a long time away. All right.
Not as long as you think.
6:18. Now, if you were listening at the top of the hour, I try to play a potpourri of information tidbits for you.
Potluck.
To get your day started. And I found one that, if this doesn't get you over the divide and this doesn't get you thinking that there are one very cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs party out there and the other one's pretty grounded. And I'm going to tell you what, I want you to listen to this again. It's Fox Democracy 2026. It's a 60-second vignette. And listen very carefully, because it talks about a would-be governor of California and how he took some lessons from Fred Astaire.
Democracy 2026.
Is Javier Becerra a gamble California Democrats are willing to take? Becerra is coming under new criticism after he tried to intimidate a local reporter and steer a TV interview to his advantage.
By the way, this is a profile piece. This is not a gotcha piece, right?
Well, look, I think these questions are fair. It's in order to learn about you as a candidate.
The line is about the profile.
I don't know how you define profile, but I'd like to begin the interview.
The way I describe profile is you talk about all the things that I've done, things I want to do, and along with some tough questions, but not only tough questions.
Becerra also attempted to dismiss the reporter's questions as Trump talking points when she asked how his agency at the time, Health and Human Services, lost track of 85,000 migrant children.
I don't know if you got those talking points from Donald Trump.
It's from a New York Times article.
One opponent in the race, San Jose Mayor Matt Mayhem, said of the interview on X, quote, "By the way, part of being governor is answering tough questions." In Los Angeles, William Lajeunesse, Fox News.
Okay, so there you have a typical left wing evade the questions, because number one, you don't have the answers or you didn't have the questions up front so you could go over them. Number two, you probably can't answer the questions that the reporter was going to ask you. And three, when you don't have any information like that, what do Democrats do? They turn it into Donald Trump. This is how they avoid answering any and all questions pertaining to what they want to do if they get into office. You just heard it twice. He evaded, he sidestepped those questions like a tap dancer. But there weren't any questions.
Yeah.
He tried to say, well, if you're going to ask me about things that I've done in the past and things that I want to do, well, yeah, that's part of the interview process. What you want to do if you want to be governor of California is bring down a $75 billion deficit. I don't know how you're going to do that one.
And if someone's asking you a question that has absolutely a basis in fact, and the reporter tells you that came from the New York Times, yet you accuse that reporter, well, you're getting your talking points, Donald Trump.
And that's what they do when they don't have an answer or can't answer the question.
Yep.
You talk to anybody that is so hateful of Donald Trump, when you talk to them about a real issue, oh, well, that's just Trump talking. That's how they evade that's how they evade even a conversation. Because they can't answer the real questions that are going to come up in a campaign. Like, yeah, how do you lose track of, what, 20,000 kids, did she say, or was it 80,000?
It was a big number. Yeah.
All right, and you notice he didn't answer the question.
No.
Oh, you got your talking points from Donald Trump. That's exactly how he answered that.
Mm-hmm.
Which means when they can't answer the question or don't have the information or didn't do their research or homework, oh, well, that's Trump talking. And you know what? That's not an answer. That is an answer to absolutely no. That's like driving up a dead-end street and trying to get through where it says dead end.
Well, and then when the interviewer counters with the actual proof that this is nothing that came from the White House or anybody else, it was in the New York Times.
Yeah.
Hardly known as a bastion for conservative opinion or conservative writing. She pointed out something that you don't like.
Exactly. And you can't answer.
Yeah, and you can't answer, so you attack her.
And Trump. If that's their format, wait, I can't wait till the debates because it'll be all about Trump. And he's on his way out. You know, they can't use this thing forever. He's a lame duck president. He's been a lame duck president, a strong one, but he's been a lame duck president since he took the oath of office for a second time. He can't run again. Despite what he thinks he wants to do, he can't run again. And he can't change the Constitution just to satisfy his whim. That I will say about him. He thinks he can get around the two-term limit that the Constitution provides anyone who wants to be president. It's not going to happen. But the Democrats... Oh, if they come out with nothing but rhetoric in the primaries, which will probably start, not the primaries, but the prelims will start next year. When we turn the calendar to 2027, you know what's really going to be sad about 2027? We're going to have all this political rhetoric going on.
And no baseball.
And no baseball. That's right. That's exactly where I was thinking, which is scary because we've done that a lot this week. I think we need to take a break. We've done that a lot this week.
Not a break here.
I need a break from each other. We've done that too much this week. I can't handle it anymore. But yeah, that's what we're going to be in for in 2027. No major league baseball. And all this political, oh, it'll be attack, attack, attack. Trump, 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 Trump. You think it's bad now? Wait till next year because they don't have a platform. They don't have an agenda for America. They don't have an international agenda. They don't have a world agenda. They don't even have a viable candidate.
There's the big thing.
They don't have a smart enough candidate, a viable candidate, one who can actually talk facts, one who can actually sit back and say, yeah, this is going on in the Strait of Hormuz or the Middle East, or this is what's happening in South America. And oh, by the way, speaking of South America, we don't have time this half hour, but I saw a real great comedy show last week on Discover. It was called To Catch a Smuggler.
Mm.
A real comedy show.
Mm.
But and I'll do that next half hour, but... listening to that little 60-second piece there on democracy, and it's typical Democrat sidestepping that he couldn't or didn't want to answer any of her questions because she got the talking points from Donald Trump. And that's how they answer everything. And you know what? That gives you an answer to nothing. They're not telling you anything of substance.
And it gives you an answer as to who that person is.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Another deranged person.
Yeah. It just, you just can't continue to do that. I didn't, I'm going to have to follow up here. I did not catch the election results in California because they don't probably have them yet. They're saying 2 weeks until they get the actual vote.
2 weeks until they can get more Democrat votes than Republicans.
Yeah, well, and the big thing is they make such a big deal about mail-in ballots. And we're going to be careful with the mail-in ballot.
Yeah,
sure you are.
Right, yeah.
Yeah,
hold
that's
your breath.
Why. That's why it's going to take you 2 weeks to count a piece of paper that somebody could... Oh, boy. Anyway, got to check up on that because I think that says a lot about where California is, which tells you a lot about where the Democrat Party is, too. There didn't seem to be... I'll get those results as they're posted at this point. When I went to bed, there was 48% of the vote California.
You know the inevitable computer breakdown is going to happen. I'm telling you.
They're going to have hanging chads,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. AccuWeather says, delightful, a new meteorological term. Sunny and a few clouds today. High 78. Totally clear tonight, 51. Partly sunny tomorrow, 83. 85 Friday, 86 Saturday. However, could be an afternoon thunderstorm. Little cooler Sunday, 81.
Oh, that's not too bad.
No. Highs for this time of the year, the normal, is 75. So we're exceeding the normal. It's 49 and sunny. It's 627. It is. What's going to happen now? It's 627. It's WRTA Mornings.
Whoa, boss. How did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Find out more today at High Street Gingrich Insurance Agency, Altoona.
You're an adrenaline junkie. Get your fix at the Power Sports Giant. Five-star Power Sports. From tearing through trails to conquering mud, snow, and dirt, on or off-road, and even at the lake. Yamaha, Polaris, KTM, GasGas, Suzuki, Husqvarna, Honda, Kawasaki, Can-Am, Sea-Doo, Mahindra, Roxor, BLP Motors, KO, and more. ATVs, side-by-sides, motorcycles, dirt bikes, personal watercraft, tractors, and utility vehicles. Huge selection, massive inventory, super low prices. You'll get the best buying and ownership experience you'll ever have. Parts, accessories, helmets, riding gear, trailers, and service from experienced factory-trained technicians. Five-star Power Sports, the Power Sports Giant, has got it all. Nobody stocks more, nobody sells for less. Get geared up, get outside, and get ready to ride. Five-star Power Sports, Duncansville, Bedford County, and now our store up north in Clearfield.
Five-star Power Sports, you were born ready for this.
Pacific Coast. Bread and Rolls Pacific Coast. Bread and Rolls Pacific Coast. Pacific Coast. Bread and Rolls Pacific Coast. Bread and Rolls Pacific Coast. Bread and Rolls Pacific Coast.
See and hear what Referee Rich and Dave Shannon really think with WRTA Plus. Now back to WRTA Mornings with Referee Rich and Dave Shannon.
Yeah, we made it to the first half hour.
That we did. So we will kick off our second half hour with a recap of the news. A real regional news. And then we'll have sports.
Not a lot of that, by the way. Sorry.
We'll have some...
not a lot.
Interesting information, and we'll have the AccuWeather forecast. It's packaged together.
That we just had.
And it's... You can never have the weather, frequently enough.
Yes, we can.
I mean, look at TV.
Yeah, just watch TV.
All right. Here it is.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Sue Guzman. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass advancing to a November runoff as she seeks a second term. She could be facing a runoff against Republican Spencer Pratt.
I hope she's ready, because I literally could not be more excited.
In the California governor's race, Steve Hilton currently leading the vote count.
Hundreds of years, people have come to California to follow their dreams. But now they're leaving. Well, that's what we're going to turn around. We are going to make California the best place in the world to start and run a business, to start and raise a family. This is the place.
General election set for November 3rd. U.S. forces launching fresh self-defense strikes on Iran after thwarting new attacks. President Trump says the peace talks have been going on. America's listening to Fox News.
Sunny and 50 at 6:31. How'd we get to that? Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240. Ricky Sharif Joyner, the alleged leader of an Altoona drug ring, has agreed to a plea deal that reduces a third-degree murder charge to voluntary manslaughter for the 2022 overdose death of 26-year-old Marlena Cayley. As part of the agreement, Joyner faces 14 to 30 years in state prison and pled guilty to additional charges regarding drug trafficking and contraband. In June of 2025, Joyner was one of several local residents arrested after a statewide grand jury investigation recommended criminal charges against members of the drug ring. State Representative Frank, don't call me Dr. Burns, is demanding the resignation of the entire Johnstown Housing Authority Board, calling on city officials to replace them with members committed to shrinking the city's large public housing footprint. Burns cites a revolving door of out-of-county residents, some from larger cities like Philadelphia, exploiting a voucher loophole and causing them to move into Johnstown, contributing to high crime rates and straining local resources with 18 daily police calls to housing authority properties. A DuBois woman identified as Stacy Miller Ellis faces criminal homicide and drug delivery charges in Clearfield nearly 2 years after her boyfriend Brian Selesky died of a fentanyl and methamphetamine overdose in August 2024. According to court records, police recovered evidence from a DuBois residence and alleged that Ellis admitted to providing the drugs while text messages revealed a hostile relationship. Based on the investigation, police say Ellis intentionally provided Selesky with fentanyl knowing it would kill him. Well, here it is. Police will begin issuing fines this week for drivers in Pennsylvania caught using their cell phones while behind the wheel, physically hand-holding.
We need the applause thing for that.
All right, now you threw me off track. Now I got to go find this.
You'll work for a while, but you'll be fine.
I don't have it. I don't have the applause. Golf. Oh, there it is. Wait. If you're caught using your cell phone in your hand behind the wheel, you're getting pulled over. Last June, Paul Miller's law was signed by Governor Shapiro, banning the use of cell phones while driving. Miller was a 21-year-old who was killed in a Monroe County crash when a tractor-trailer driver took his eyes off the road and reached for his cell phone. For the first year, police have been giving drivers written warnings, but now, beginning Friday, you will get a monetary fine. Two men who were injured in the assassination attempt of President Trump in July 2024 in Butler are filing a lawsuit against the United States. David Dutch was shot once and James Coppenhaver was shot twice during the incident. In their lawsuit filed against the United States, the two claim that the Secret Service failed to keep them safe and that there was failure in communications that day. The lawsuit seeks more than $150,000. In damages. Center County has authorized a $10 million loan to expedite an $8 million expansion of the Public Safety Training Center in Pleasant Gap, a collaborative project with the Central Pennsylvania Institute of Science and Technology. The new facility will serve as a dual-purpose hub for regional emergency responder training and CPI health science education. County anticipates completion of the project by the end of 2027. The number of Pennsylvanians filing for bankruptcy is on the rise, according to newly released data from the Personal Finance Smart Asset site. Data shows that between March of 2025 and March of this year, more than 13,000 people filed for bankruptcy across Pennsylvania, nearly a 10% increase from the year prior. Maine was the only state to see a decline in bankruptcy filings. Weight loss drugs are being linked to lower rates of breast cancer. A new study out this week looked at more than 100,000 women over the past few years and found those who took GLP-1 drugs, such as Wegovy and Ozempic, had a 30% lower risk of breast cancer. The researchers at the University of Pennsylvania point out, however, that the observational study does not prove that weight loss drugs reduce cancer risk. Researchers are now seeking funding for a clinical trial on whether GLP-1 drugs can decrease breast cancer cases among high-risk women. 6:36, here is a very short sports report.
Oh, we can make it long if we want. It was nail-biting time for a while for the Pirates last night as the Bucks took a 10-4 lead into the ninth inning in Houston. And they figured, well, this is, you know, the scrap-up time, you know. You just go in and clean up a little bit. So they called on Dennis Santana. He couldn't do it, which he hasn't been doing much lately. So they had to get Gregory Soto out of the bullpen because now it was a save situation. So statistically, it benefited Soto. And in the end, it benefited the Pirates too. Dennis Santana out. Soto in, striking out the only two batters he faced to preserve the win. The final was 10-6. The Bucks brought the long ball bats, Brandon Lau, O'Neill Cruz, his 15th. Lau is the team leader in home runs with 15. Cruz has 14. Andy Rodriguez hit his first, accounting for 8 of the 10 Bucko runs. Well, speed came into play on the other runs. A great thing, you know, every once in a while, Brownie comes up with something. He was sort of comparing the situation that the Pirates are in to the 79 Pirates. And 78, they were known as the Lumber Company. And in 79, they were Lightning and Lumber. And they weren't known as the Lumber Company last year, believe me. But the Lightning and Lumber thing is kind of apropos for the current edition of the Pirates. Game 2 of that series tonight at 8:10. It's a Skeens Day, and a happy Skeens Day to you. As he pitches for the Buccos tonight, it'll be on 96.1 Hank FM. Pirates now alone in second place in the Central, 5.5 back of the front runners in the Central, Milwaukee. A wild finish last night. John Moses was there. He's going to tell us what happened in New Hampshire.
With the Altoona Curve Report, this is John Moses. A comeback win for the Curve Tuesday night in New Hampshire. They trailed 3-2 going into the ninth and then scored 6 times at the top of the ninth inning. Go ahead, fielder's choice for Lonnie White Jr., RBI single by Derek Berg. Curve ended up scoring 6 total runs, 2 doubles in the game for both Lonnie White Jr. and Callan Moss as the Curve pulled out an 8-3 win at New Hampshire. Series continues on Wednesday. Altoona will roll with a bullpen day. 6:03, first pitch slated in Manchester. With the Altoona Curve Report, this is John Moses.
This is John Moses. Game 2 tonight at 6:03. Here on Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA. By the way, want to conjecture? How soon will Lonnie Smith be in Indianapolis? Like mid-break in the Eastern League?
I don't know.
Okay. Guy's good. Guy's good. He's an offensive power for sure. Steeler OTAs continue. That's also known as mandatory mini camp. The team made one player very happy yesterday as the Steelers have signed outside linebacker Nick Herbig to a 4-year contract extension worth some $100 million, 42 of that's guaranteed. Herbig told the media yesterday he wants to be a Steeler for life and will now be there for the next 5 seasons. He is in the final year of his rookie contract. Now Steeler fans can look for Joey Porter to possibly get a new deal. anything but dull last night. The top two teams in the National Hockey League, as decided by the playoff system, were Carolina and the VGKs. Well, game one of the Stanley Cup final was a lot of fun. Not so much for Carolina, but it was fun to watch. Carolina bolted out to a quick 2-0 lead in the first. VGKs clawed their way back to make it a raucous back-and-forth affair, with the Knights scoring the winning goal with just 3:24 left in the third. Everybody was thinking, oh boy, overtime in game one. Nope. VGK scored, and the Hurricanes were unable to answer that. So the final score was Vegas 5, Carolina 4. Game 2 tomorrow night in Raleigh, North Carolina. 49 and sunny. It is 641. It is WRTA Mornings.
The Altoona Curve back home, and this homestand is absolutely shell-shocking. Tuesday, June 9th, it's Everybody Loves Curve Baseball Night, a celebration of inclusion, community, and one big happy ballpark family. Plus fireworks, thanks to First Summit Bank, Steinbacher, Goodall, and Yurchak, locker apparel and candles. Wednesday, June 10th, People's Customer Appreciation Night, because nothing says thank you like baseball, hot dogs, and a night at PNG Field. Thursday, June 11th, grab your flip-flops for Margaritaville Night. The first 1,000 fans score a beach towel giveaway thanks to Moorfield Communication. Baseball Paradise is calling. Friday, June 12th, it's Mud Turtles Weekend thanks to Keller Engineers. The first 1,000 fans snag a slap koozie giveaway presented by Infinity. Saturday, June 13th, Mud Turtles Weekend rolls on with the season's first scout night and a sleepover at the ballpark. Then Sunday, June 14th, retro cartoon-themed fireworks wrap up the Mud Turtles Weekend thanks to Home Genius Exteriors, Breezeline, Fur Beverage, and Martin's. Get your tickets today at altoonacurve.com by calling 877-99-CURVE or stopping by the PNG Field box office. Make your way to Curve PA today!
Founded in 1990 by Ron and Kathy Beatty, Ron Beatty Carpet and Upholstery Cleaning offers Central Pennsylvania residential and commercial clients the very best in carpet and upholstery cleaning. With 40 years plus experience in the cleaning industry, Ron maintains certifications as a master cleaner and restoration technician. Staffed by mature family men with honor and trust, Ron Beatty is on every job as well to ensure the best possible service. With all new state-of-the-art equipment, Ron Beatty Carpet and Upholstery Cleaning uses cleaning agents and processes that create a healthier environment for your home. In addition, Ron Beatty extracts all of the dirty water directly to his truck. Absolutely nothing is disposed of down your pipes or drains. Other services include ceramic tile and ceiling, water extraction and structural drying, mattress cleaning, and thermal imaging inspections. If quality workmanship, trustworthiness, and exceptional customer experience is important to you, call Ron Beatty at 941-1000 to schedule your appointment today. Ron Beatty Carpet and Upholstery Cleaning, 941-1000.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Investors are waiting for another artificial intelligence chipmakers update. Broadcom reports earnings today. Also, cybersecurity company CrowdStrike. Macy's and discount retailer Five Below also report today. Payroll processing company ADP reports today on the number of job openings created by private employers in May. Veteran trader Scott Shelady says the job openings and labor turnover report found strong job growth this spring.
We were looking for 6.86 million to get 7.6, so I mean, that's healthy. So, you know, this is going to be good news to Mr. Kevin Lawrence because he's got his hands full. His dual mandate is inflation, which has now got everything to do with Iran and oil. And then the other part of that mandate is jobs.
The Federal Reserve releases its beige book of economic conditions today. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda, invested in you.
When I started skiing, I didn't think about setting any records. When I won my first race, I didn't think about how many more I might win. So when I made it to the top of the world, it never crossed my mind to stop. Being the best isn't the same as being your best. There are no shortcuts to the top, so find the people who help get you there. I'm Michaela Schifrin, and that's what Team Stifel means to me. If you're an advisor or an investor, choose Stifel, where success meets success.
Stifel Nicolaus & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult a financial advisor before making any investment.
Here's your AccuWeather forecast. Today will be delightful with sunshine and a few clouds, reaching a high of 78. Tonight, expect a crystal clear sky with a low of 51. Tomorrow will be partly sunny with a high of 83. Moving on to Friday, it will also be partly sunny with a high of 85. Saturday is expected to be very warm with intervals of clouds and sun with a chance for an afternoon thunderstorm and a high of 86. Sunday will be mostly cloudy with a couple of showers and a thunderstorm, reaching a high of 81. With your AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Joe Lundberg on Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA.
See referee Rich and Dave Shannon's pre-show workout sessions with WRTA Plus. Now you've got WRTA Mornings on Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA.
All right, it is 6:45, Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240. Well, I mentioned last half hour that I saw a comedy show last week on Nat Geo, which they don't run comedy shows.
Yeah, they what are they doing?
They run documentaries. They run very serious programming about how to catch drug dealers, about how to catch smugglers, about how to catch thieves and criminals. And they do stuff from around the world, nature and all that stuff. But last week I was watching a show called To Catch a Smuggler, and this was about drug smuggling. Let me, as I preface the story by saying that, the story was based in Bogota. And we all know where Bogota lands, correct?
Yeah, Colombia most of the time.
Thank you. And who's the number one producer of cocaine and exporter of cocaine in the world?
Let me see. Colombia.
So this show focuses on airport traffic and airport travel and people smuggling drugs into Colombia. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but if Bogota is the largest airport in Colombia, and they are the largest exporter of cocaine and probably now fentanyl, why are they only catching incoming people with minute amounts of cocaine and pills and marijuana and meth and all that stuff? And they're not catching anybody going out of the country. They didn't show one person leaving Bogota with drugs. There's only one way to get it out of Colombia. That is on airplanes. Or maybe water. I don't know. I'm not really up on geography anymore. But they're not looking for anybody leaving the country with drugs, and they're the number one exporter in the world of cocaine. I just thought it was funny. They're interviewing the policia in Colombia. They're interviewing policia saying, we're very stringent in our jobs. They're catching people coming in with cocaine stuffed in shoes, in underwear, in food, or other drugs, and yet billions of tons of cocaine go out of Colombia every year.
In body cavities.
Well, they catch them too, because now they have full body x-ray machines, and if they think people have ingested, they put them through the full body x-ray machine. They don't have to strip down. They just go in, put their interlock their hands behind their head, and they have to stay still. And you'd imagine how many people swallow cocaine to ingest it into the country, in other countries. But I just thought it was very amusing that Colombia is looking for people coming into the country with drugs when they're exporting tons of cocaine, probably on a monthly basis. I just thought it was extremely funny that the policia is very diligent about catching smugglers. They'd have a field day in their own country if they just looked. But I guess you got to turn the other way when that's the only thing fueling
your economy. Yeah.
We did it again. Look.
When that's your GDP is based on cocaine sales.
Wow.
Woo-wee.
And they look
the
other way.
Having your economy based on crops is fine, but I think you picked the wrong crop.
Cocaine?
Yeah, not it.
And they run these people who come into the country smuggling whatever. They run them right to a judge. They don't get a trial. They run right to a judge. They plead their case. Sentenced. They don't get a trial. They don't get 6 months in the clink. They don't get an appeal.
That's not how we do it in America.
Oh, well, I'm sorry.
And don't send any of our friends who came across the border to a place like Colombia.
I was just flabbergasted to see this one particular episode where they are looking for people bringing drugs into Colombia. That is hysterically funny to me.
Yeah. That's like trying to smuggle corn into Iowa.
Yeah. Hey, don't tell anybody. I got a wagon full of corn here that I stole. You want to buy some? And we wonder why we have a drug problem. They are the number one supplier of cocaine throughout the world. And, of course, most of their inventory is targeted for
the United States.
And we're doing everything we can to keep it out of our country, yet Democrats want the open borders down south so it can just freely flow into our country. You notice the Democrats aren't talking about the ongoing drug problem in America. They're not talking about keeping illegal. And you know what we haven't heard for months and months and months? About how many people are crossing the border into America illegally. You know why?
There aren't any.
There aren't none. Boy, imagine that. Tens of millions came across when Foster Brooks was parading around the White House doing cartwheels because he was so sharp and just way ahead of everybody. He did too many cartwheels because the top of his head hit the floor too many times. But tens of millions of people crossed this country illegally, and yet no one has crossed since the border was sealed up, fortified, and shut down to illegal immigrants. Democrats aren't talking about that. They're not talking about how we're catching fentanyl and cocaine and methamphetamines on a daily basis at the southern border. People, you'd be surprised. You would be absolutely, I mean, these programs are so fascinating when they're not funny, like Colombia looking for drug lords, drug smugglers. Anywhere in a vehicle, they will hide drugs. Anywhere in luggage. Now, there's only so many places in a piece of luggage you can hide cocaine or hide any drugs, because now these guys, if they nail you, they rip your luggage to shreds right in front of you. And then they find the cocaine. They find it everywhere. In cars, in luggage, in food containers, in clothes. They've gone so far as to liquefy cocaine and douse it in clothing. Liquid cocaine-soaked clothing has tried to be smuggled into this country. That's how far advanced it is.
Jeez.
They try to throw the scent off from the drug dogs with coffee, with any substance they can that has a foul odor that the dogs won't pick up as drugs. I mean, these people, they must sit around 24/7 in a back room saying, how can we get, you know, because they confiscate tons of drugs. And yet more just keep pouring in. It is unbelievable.
Well, there's one thing left to do. Just utilize airplanes. You heard of chemtrails? Well, they'll just start taking the cocaine. You pay enough money, we'll just fly over your town but, and spray cocaine on it.
They'd lose a lot of money there. No. People would stand out there with their mouths open.
Noses.
Don't go to Colombia if you're going to try and smuggle drugs in there. You'll get in trouble.
Yeah. Yeah, you will.
The policia will be right on you.
Justice moves swiftly.
Give me your flip-flops.
In Colombia.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, AccuWeather says, sunny, a few clouds, and 78 today. Then tonight, it says a crystal clear sky. Overnight low 51. Then tomorrow, partly sunny, up to 83. On Friday, partly sunny, up to 85. Saturday, add another degree. And a chance of an afternoon thunderstorm, 86. Then on Sunday, maybe a thunderstorm again, and 81. It is 49. It is sunny at 6:54. It is WRTA Mornings.
Energy decisions affect your rates and tax dollars every day. That's why Energy Matters Let's Talk brings you trusted energy information impacting Center, Blair, and counties across Pennsylvania. Join us every second Thursday of the month for conversations that affect you and your communities. Energy Matters Let's Talk, because we're talking about what affects you the most. Sponsored by the Conservative Energy Network of Pennsylvania and Land and Liberty Coalition of Pennsylvania.
Bring in your favorite shoes to the Goodfeet store and we'll personally fit you to ensure your comfort.
Thanks to the Goodfeet store. you know, paying 70, 80, 90 bucks a month to big wireless companies, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, for unlimited data. That is insanity, especially when Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company, my wireless company, they will give you unlimited high-speed data for just $34.99 a month. That's unlimited high-speed data at Pure Talk. Used to start at 55 bucks a month, but because Pure Talk, they're constantly pushing to give you more for less. Right now, unlimited high-speed data, $34.99 a month. Remember, they use the same cell towers as all these overpriced big carriers. You get the exact same service. Now, their U.S. customer service team is standing by to help you make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. You dial #250 on your cell. You say the keyword save now and claim unlimited high-speed data for just $34.99. #250, keyword save now, make the switch to my wireless company, America's wireless company, Pure Talk.
WRTA Community Events.
The Blair County Historical Society's History Speaks series presents What's in a Name? Exploring the history behind Blair County names. Presented by Ken Stiver. It's Wednesday, June 17th, 7 p.m. at the Railroaders Memorial Museum in Altoona. Admission is free. Donations are welcomed.
SpaceX is going public. And for the first time, regular folks can actually buy in. I'm Kim Commando. Every time you go online, you're tracked. ExpressVPN keeps your activity private and secure. Get 4 extra months free at expressvpn.com/Kim. So the roadshow starts this Thursday. Pricing, June 11th. Trading, June 12th on NASDAQ. Ticker, SPCX. The valuation, $1.75 trillion. Largest IPO in history. Robinhood, Fidelity, and Schwab are all offering access. 30% of the shares go to retail investors. That's you and me. My take, this isn't only a stock. It's a bet on who owns the future of space, satellites, and the internet itself. Starlink alone can be worth more than the entire company is today. 10 years from now, people will either wish they bought in or brag that they did. Check your brokerage before June 11th. The window's short. I'd say it's not rocket science, but it kind of is. Hey, be sure to sign up for my free newsletter at getkim.com. Imagine printing out your entire internet browsing history, every place that you've been, every search that you made, and then signing your name to it, and then hanging it right on your front door for everyone to see. Sounds crazy, right? But let me tell you something. Unless you're using a VPN, your internet provider can see a lot more about your online activities than you even think about. Every site you visit, every search you run, and purchases you consider. Even in private browsing mode, your internet provider can track what you do online. That's why I personally use and recommend ExpressVPN. It's super easy to use, and I never go online without it. I tap just one button on my phone, laptop, desktop, or tablet, and then my connection is fully protected. And with ExpressVPN, one subscription now covers up to 14 different devices at once. Take your online privacy seriously with ExpressVPN. Right now, my listeners get a smoking deal. Get 4 extra months at expressvpn.com/Kim. That's expressvpn.com/Kim.
Scenic views overlooking Blair County from the WRTA studio, only on WRTA Plus. Now back to WRTA Mornings with Referee Rich and Dave Shannon on Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA.
Well, so we've cleared up the drug problem for you, at least in Columbia.
And a little bit of behind-the-scenes stuff going on. We heard from one of our Platinum Plus subscribers to WRTA
Big
Mornings
spender.
Plus. Ray. Ray texted in. We're off the air, and Rich and I are talking about tractor trailer full of eggs. And we had talked about smuggling corn into Iowa. Morning, guys. Ray here. Is that like smuggling a tractor trailer full of eggs?
Which they never found, by the way.
See the good stuff you get by signing up for WRTA Mornings
Plus. That's
right.
Only that content is for those subscribers.
All right. We have news, sports, and other stuff coming up. Stay tuned.
And we'll see what else we can come up with.
Voice of Blair County.
The opinions I trust.
Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240. WRTA Altoona, a service of Leitner Communications.
The Iran situation is rapidly evolving.
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. As President Trump just told the New York Post's Pod Force One podcast, adding it will be very good as talks continue trying to work out a deal to end the conflict. The president also says Iran's supreme leader is involved.
He is giving approval.
And he says the two of them will likely meet at some point.
We seem to be getting along quite well.
This is the U.S. and Iran skirmish again.
Overnight, Iran attacked both Kuwait and Bahrain with drones and missiles. We know several people were injured and significant damage was caused to Kuwait's international airport. CENTCOM released a statement saying that an additional wave of Iranian drones attempting to attack U.S. forces in Kuwait failed to impact intended targets tonight. U.S. Central Command Air Defenses successfully downed multiple drones and ensured no American personnel or assets were harmed. The Iranian attacks were in response to U.S. strikes that targeted Keshem Island in the Persian Gulf.
Fox's Trey Yingston, Tel Aviv. Now to California's primaries.
Everyone can see we're going in the wrong direction. We can offer Californians a new direction.
Republican Steve Hilton is in the lead in the race for governors. The votes keep being counted. Democrat Javier Becerra is in second place.
There are powerful forces aligned to darken our light.
The top two in the voting will face off in November. In Los Angeles, Mayor Karen Bass has advanced to the November election.
We want to bring change to our city, and that's what we've been doing. And that's what we're going to continue to do.
They are still counting the votes, but reality star Spencer Pratt is strongly in second place. The top two will advance.
I was going to be happy if I wasn't moving forward because I would have known God didn't want me to be the mayor. But now I feel very confident that I'm going to continue to work hard.
There were primaries in five other states, including Iowa, where Republican Ashley Hinson and Democrat Josh Turek both won. They'll face off in November. The winner replaces retiring GOP Iowa Senator Joni Ernst. America's listening to Fox News.
Shh, here she comes.
Surprise! They sent a duplicate shipment to your flower shop. Now you have to pay for 1,000 extra carnations. Also, there's a beehive outside your store. And they're super aggressive. There's thousands of them.
Progressive knows small business owners usually don't like surprises because they cost you money. But a good surprise? Saving 13% on commercial auto insurance when you pay in full.
Also, the egg salad you just ate was expired.
Gross. Surprise yourself. See if you can save in as little as 8 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
If you want unlimited talk, text, and data on a crazy fast network, Big Wireless will sell it to you right now for as little as $70 a month. Or you can buy it from Pure Talk for half of that. I'm talking about unlimited talk, text, and unlimited data for just $34.99 a month. Stop paying the big guys twice what you need to. Dial #250, say my name, that's #250, micro, to switch to Pure Talk, where the savings are truly unlimited.
Well, after more U.S. and Iran fighting, Secretary of State Marco Rubio will testify at the House the morning after saying at a Senate hearing any deal to end the conflict has to include Iran allowing shipping again in the Strait of Hormuz. And
any sanctions relief is condition-based, which means it has to be in return for the reason why those sanctions were put in place in the first place, which is their nuclear program.
Homeland Security Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen will also testify at the House the day after sparring with Democrats at the Senate over immigration enforcement.
Connecticut Democratic Senator Chris Murphy said a Republican-appointed judge had accused ICE in Minnesota of ignoring orders and deadlines. He asked Homeland Security Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen to commit to following judge's orders.
If we didn't think courts were politicized, then I would probably be able to answer that. But we see courts over and over again that use their bench for their political opinion.
Murphy said it sounded like Mullen was saying they would pick and choose which court rules to follow.
Don't put words in my mouth.
That's what are you saying, man?
What I'm saying is we'll enforce the law and we're never going to break the Constitution.
Mullen said one of his biggest concerns was what multiple shutdowns had done to morale in the agency, that they've lost 8% of the DHS workforce in recent months. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are mixed, down for the Dow, but up a bit for the NASDAQ the day after both closed at record highs again. Drama on ice to start the battle for hockey's Stanley Cup.
Hurdle into the dot to Sissons. Back for Hurdle. He scores! Tomas Hertl! Then it's 5-4 Vegas with 3:24 to go.
Stanley Cup Final on ABC. Tomas Hertl scored the game-winning goal in Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Final. The Vegas Golden Knights beat the Carolina Hurricanes 5-4 to take a 1-0 series lead. Second loss this postseason for the Canes, who will host Game 2 tomorrow.
That's Fox's Jared Max. Tonight, the NBA gets the spotlight. Game 1 of the Finals in San Antonio. The Spurs host the New York Knicks. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
the coverage that cuts through the noise.
Absolutely critical. I believe we will get it done.
Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
Game one of the Stanley Cup Final went to Vegas, winning 5-4 at Carolina. The game-winning goal came with under 3.5 minutes to go. Game two of the series is in Raleigh on Thursday. The NHL's All-Star Game in February will be a 3-on-3 round-robin tournament with five teams at the New York Islanders Arena. In Major League Baseball, Seattle won its eighth straight game, 8-3 over the Mets. Late-night victories for the Dodgers and Colorado. Texas won its fifth in a row with three runs. Top of the ninth, the Rangers won at St. Louis 7-4. Milwaukee with another victory, 8-3 over San Francisco. Winning pitcher Kyle Harrison is 7-1. Cincinnati came back for a 10-inning win over Kansas City 4-3. Philadelphia edged the Padres 3-2. In the WNBA, victories for Las Vegas and Golden State. The Atlanta Falcons gave wide receiver Drake London a 4-year contract extension worth $100 million guaranteed.
As a mom, I'm glad my son plays school sports. It's where he has fun with his friends. He contributes to the team. Oh, and he stays out of trouble. Otherwise, he'd probably be in his room by himself, having way too much screen time. School sports give him a place where he belongs and doesn't feel alone. And I am so thankful for that.
Support your school's athletic programs and the impact they have on entire communities, especially our students. This message presented by the PIAA and the Pennsylvania State Athletic Directors Association.
Talk Radio 98.5 WRTA is your home for Altoona Curve Baseball all summer long. Hi, this is John Moses, and I hope you'll join us throughout the season as my partner Preston Shoemaker and I tell the stories of the next wave of Pirates stars throughout the season. Can't make it to a game at People's Natural Gas Field? Then join us here on the Curve Radio Network, flown by Contour Airlines. On Talk Radio 98.5 WRTA.
Around the world, breaking news happens every minute.
I find everything that you're saying so informative.
We'll update you on the biggest stories as they happen.
You better pay attention.
Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA.
Hi, this is Donna Gordy. Who are you going to call when you don't know who to call? Just call 211. 211 is free and confidential. 211 has a comprehensive database of information about health and human services. It's a free service of Pennsylvania 211 and contact Altoona. Remember, when in doubt, just call 211 or go online at pa211central.info.
Here's a reminder from the stations of Leitner Communications. Does your civic group, charity, fire hall, church, or other nonprofit organization have an event coming up that you'd like us to pass along to our listeners? Just go to our station website to the Events tab and click on the Submit an Event tab for your area. Please send it to us 2.5 weeks in advance and include your contact information in case we have a question. Leitner Communications is proud to serve our community.
Democracy 2026.
Is Javier Becerra a gamble California Democrats are willing to take? Becerra is coming under new criticism after he tried to intimidate a local reporter and steer a TV interview to his advantage.
By the way, this is a profile piece. This is not a gotcha piece, right?
Well, look, I think these questions are fair. It's in order to learn about you as a candidate.
So long as about the profile.
I don't know how you define profile, but I'd like to begin the interview.
The way I describe profile is you talk about all the things that I've done, things I want to do, and along with some tough questions, but not only tough questions.
Becerra also attempted to dismiss the reporter's questions as Trump talking points when she asked how his agency at the time, Health and Human Services, lost track of 85,000 migrant children.
I don't know if you got those talking points from Donald Trump.
It's from a New York Times article.
One opponent in the race, San Jose Mayor Matt Maham, said of the interview on X, quote, "By the way, part of being governor is answering tough questions." In Los Angeles, William Lajeunesse, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. The day before the start of the work week is often referred to as the Sunday Scaries. Well, now new research shows while that can apply to Mondays or any day after a holiday break, those scaries can be hazardous to your health. Researchers looked at 200,000 adults and found incidents of cardiac arrest were 9% higher the day after a holiday than on a regular weekday. Doctors say stress can be associated with a change in sleep patterns and circadian rhythm when workers go from a weekend back to a work week. That stress of starting a new work week can lead to higher blood pressure and heart rate. Doctors recommend maintaining healthy sleep habits even on holiday weekends and minimizing alcohol intake. The findings are published in the journal JAMA Network Open. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Wherever you go, you can take us along. Listen to our live stream and never miss a thing. Listen during a root canal. Listen on the bus. Listen during your kid's school play. Just don't let them catch you doing it. Wherever you go, take us along. Listen to our live stream free on the Leitner Radio app.
Here's your AccuWeather forecast. Today will be delightful with sunshine and a few clouds, reaching a high of 78. Tonight, expect a crystal clear sky with a low of 51. Tomorrow will be partly sunny with a high of 83. Moving on to Friday, it will also be partly sunny with a high of 85. Saturday is expected to be very warm with intervals of clouds and sun with a chance for an afternoon thunderstorm and a high of 86. Sunday will be mostly cloudy with a couple of showers and a thunderstorm, reaching a high of 81. With your AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Joe Lundberg on Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRT.
Here's a radio ID scripted by ChatGPT.
It's news on the go with your talk radio show. We're live on the air with a voice that's fair.
Yeah, it's really bad. We're your station with the full story and no AI.
I thank God.
Talk Radio 98.5 WRTA.
You listen to the weather there? Boy, he was talking super fast. All right, in the news. Suspect in an overdose death in Altoona takes a plea. A woman in Clearfield County charged with criminal homicide in an overdose death. And if you're talking on your phone in your car beginning later this week, you're going to get fined. Pay attention. Finally. All that in news coming up in sports. Pirates were winners last night. Boy, they're socking the ball around recently. 10 runs again. Third time in the last 9 days they've hit double digits.
Mm-hmm.
Nice to have offense for a change.
Mm-hmm.
The Curve also got offense. 6 runs in the ninth inning last night and a win. And Carolina and Las Vegas came out punching. Great game. Hopefully this rest of the series is like this. We'll have the brief sports report coming up. We have a phone call we're going to get to, so let's get started.
Welcome to hour number two of America's favorite morning talk show.
Good morning. You guys do a fantastic job.
Well, maybe Altoona's favorite.
Okay.
Well, maybe the guy that lives in Dry Run with his rooster, Bob. Here's WRTA Mornings with Referee Rich and Dave Shannon.
All right, welcome back to WRTA Mornings. Oh, I forgot to tell you this. It's Wednesday, June 3rd, 2026, just in case you haven't changed that calendar yet on the wall.
I just don't have a calendar anymore.
Well, I do.
I do have one at my desk here. I do not have one at home because I have calendars available to me all over the right there. It says Wednesday, June 3rd.
You know, once you wake up in the morning...
Right here it says Wednesday, June 3rd. And
do you really have to be reminded throughout the day what day it is? Or date? You know what day it is.
Or most sometimes
us,
you don't.
Most of us do.
Sometimes you don't
no,
when you got those
you
holidays going on.
And goofy starts of baseball series like Tuesday in the middle of a week.
Yeah.
Thanks, Eastern League. No, thanks, MLB now. They're in charge. All right, let's go to the phones. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
This is Jody from the Allied Milk Producers.
Oh, excellent.
Oh, well, well, well. Let me give you three bells. Welcome.
Yes,
this
excellent.
Is one of our favorite months.
Mine, too.
I was just checking to see if you had what we had yesterday.
Did I have?
That I gave you.
All right. Well,
anyway,
you can start.
Yeah,
but
no, we do want to talk about Dairy Month. It's one of our favorite months, too. Because it really, really emphasizes the pluses of dairy. Because sometimes, well, I don't think so much anymore. There was a time period there where dairy was, taking a beating as far as publicity goes. And it's like, wait a minute, milk is outstanding for you. And I'm glad that eventually made it out and is part of the Allied Milk Producers marketing that they do, too.
Yes, very much so.
And the beauty of it is, and I'm a big proponent of milk, I end up, I do a gallon a week. So, just me. That's just me. And as a matter of fact, a number of things, I get blood work done, and it always comes back very good. And I credit that to drinking milk.
That's very good to hear. I have a little boy, two little boys actually at home, and my oldest will probably go through a gallon of milk himself every 2 to 3 days.
Wow. That's a lot.
Yeah, he loves his milk.
It's good, and especially with the younger ones, as you're growing and your bones grow and everything else in your body grows, and it needs the right material to grow properly.
Absolutely,
and
milk is very healthy for you, and it has all those essential vitamins and nutrients that you need for everyday active life and growing.
Now, we always hear how good milk is for youngsters. They get it in school, they get it at home. What about people at the other end of the spectrum, the older population? I drink a lot of milk myself, and I really, about a gallon a week, maybe a little longer sometimes, but I am so glad I am not lactose intolerant. I don't think I could go without milk any point. But for older people, is it still good?
Oh, absolutely. Trying to get the 3 to 4 servings a day in your diet is a benefit and will help your bones even more.
Yeah, and that's obviously very important. One of the biggest things that I hear about older folks is that the bones get brittle, and milk still helps with your bones no matter what your age is.
Yep. And even if you are lactose intolerant, there is lactaid milk out there that will help to still process the milk through your body.
And one of the things that's been really popular that I enjoy is some of the flavored milks. Now, all of America is used to chocolate milk. However, there are different flavors that different dairies come up with that are usually outstanding. When did that become a trend where they started to, add different flavoring to milk?
I would say within the last decade.
Okay.
But when I was going through the dairy promotion program 25 years ago, one of the promotional ideas that they gave us was to flavor the milk using Jell-O. And so they came up with like blueberry and lemonade milk. And
that's one of those that just doesn't sound like it goes together.
It's not terrible. It actually was very good. And if you have young children that you are having a hard time getting milk into their everyday diet, it was an opportunity to, introduce milk to them.
How about that?
Interesting.
Yeah.
Now, when we talk, we're not just talking about milk here. We can talk about lots of dairy products. And, of course, the next one that automatically comes after milk is ice cream.
Yep.
And now that we're into summertime, let's talk about ice cream. Now, we shouldn't overdo it with the ice cream. I get that. But some ice cream isn't going to hurt you either, is it?
Nope, not at all. It is rich with milk as well, and the same nutrients and vitamins that regular milk has. So it's just as healthy for you.
So that means if I eat a quart of ice cream, I'm getting even more nutrients in my body.
We can go with that.
Okay, well, we know what he's going to do today. He's going to go out and get some more ice cream. Getting back to milk, you know, now that we're into the summer months, you know, the colder drinks start to become more prevalent. And, you know, a lot of people, and I was telling this story, you know, several weeks ago growing up, that we never actually drank milk with any of our meals. Growing up, or, you know, in teenage years or even adult years.
Didn't they have it at school?
At school, but I mean, okay, at home.
At home.
We never drank milk at home with meals. And do a lot of people still do that?
I do.
Yes and no. A lot of people actually do it more with their breakfast, mm-hmm. with the cereal. Me personally, if I'm having a piece of cake or chocolate cake at home, I'm having milk with my cake.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you and Rich would get along really well, because Rich's mantra is, go ahead.
Can't have confection or dairy without confection, vice versa.
That's a good motto.
Well, it works, you know, with cake or pie or ice cream. Well, ice cream. You ever notice when you drink milk right after ice cream, the milk is warm?
No, I never did.
Try that once. Try that once. When you get done with a bowl of ice cream, go get a little glass of milk and drink it right away, and you'll see that it's not as cold as you think.
Yeah, I'll have to try that.
Yeah, that sounds like an experiment worth doing,
it
right?
It really is. And, well, what a great way to kick off National Dairy Month. It's one of the best months of the year because, unfortunately, there are people that cannot tolerate dairy, but most of us can. And it's just an unbelievable way to get good things into your body and to stay healthy.
Absolutely. Even if you have a slice of pizza, just add a little extra cheese to it. You're still getting a serving of dairy then.
There you go.
You're going to get a lot of nodding heads on that one, too.
Most of the time, all I have is cheese pizzas. Don't need all the rest of that on there, so I'm supporting my dairy that way also. One of the interesting cheeses for a pizza, and one of the chains actually uses this, is Munster. Munster cheese on pizza. And it's really good. I think probably this company used it because Munster tends to have a little bit of a salty taste to it. And, you know, why not have a little salty pizza?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about that. Salty pizza, that, yeah. You can't. I don't think you can do that. But anyway, some people like it that way.
The pizza place has been doing that for a while now.
Well, I haven't been out there for a while, but
yeah.
Nevertheless.
All right. Well, Jody, thanks for your call in and talking about the dairy industry and how very important it is for everyone's health to take in as much, you know, within reason. You know, it's like everything else. You know, you gauge what is helping you, and you do what you need to do, and I guarantee you, you'll get the good nutrients in some form of dairy product.
Oh, absolutely, 100%.
All right.
Three to four servings a day is all you need, milk, cheese, and yogurt.
There you go. All right.
And yogurt is a big part of
yogurt's
that.
Yogurt's very good. Love yogurt. Yeah.
Okay. Hey, thanks again, and continued success to you. And we'll be talking to someone from the Allied Milk Producers every Wednesday here in the show. Thanks.
Have a good day, guys.
All right, you too. Thank you. Always great to talk about National Dairy Month. It just sounds very pleasant.
Yes.
You know, and milk and ice cream and yogurt. If you like, you know, there's tons of flavors of yogurt out there, lots that are good for you. I take the one that has all the prebiotics. I eat the one with pre or probiotics, and it works. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, it works. I'm not going to give it any, I'm not going to say the name, but you know what I'm talking about. Well, but it works.
Yeah. Well, and most of the labels make a big deal about it, too. So, and the other thing, you know, this is one of the biggest changes that I've noticed in stores over the years. It used to be like there was this yogurt occupied about that much of the shelving in the dairy aisle. And now it occupies, I'd say, a third of the shelf storage.
It has exploded.
Yeah. And one of the things, you know, take a look at the packaging And the probiotic, prebiotic thing will be noted on there. And so you'll know what you're getting. And you just heard from Mr. DeLeo the general net worth of having those pre or probiotics in your yogurt.
And now, did you see now that a national soda company is coming out with prebiotic soda?
Well, I did not see that.
Another way to sell soda. Prebiotics now.
So there, the dairy industry was ahead. They
were first. They'll still be ahead. Absolutely. Yeah. They'll always be ahead.
So there you go. All right. We'll look forward to samples next week, which we won't get. Okay, time for AccuWeather.
Doesn't cost anything to dream.
We're going to have sunshine and a few clouds today in 78. A crystal clear sky tonight, low of 51. Partly sunny in 83 tomorrow, 8 degrees above the normal. Then partly sunny Friday, 85, 10 degrees above the normal. 86 on Saturday, 11 degrees above the normal. There will be a chance of an afternoon thunderstorm on Saturday. And it'll be cloudy on Sunday, so the temperature will not be as high. And it says a couple of showers and a thunderstorm to go with that. It's 53. It is sunny. It's 726. It is WRTA Mornings.
Ah, summer. It's finally here. But when you look around the outside of your home, you probably notice some things that need attention. No worries. It's Joe to the rescue. Joe's Lawn Care and Handyman Service can take care of leaf removal, mulching, cleaning your rain gutters, power washing your home, and making small renovations. Joe will even do plumbing and electrical work, all at budget-friendly rates. Want your lawn to be lush and green? Joe can make it happen. Give Joe's Lawn Care and Handyman Service a call today, 814-414-5191, or visit joeslawnhandyman.com. Joe's Lawn Care and Handyman Service.
Allegheny Trade Company is the place to go to buy and trade guns and the place to buy ammo and firearm accessories. Allegheny Trade also has fishing gear. The knowledgeable staff at Allegheny Trade Company has information on local gun ranges and fishing and hunting locations. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Thursday, 9 to 5, Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturday, 10 to 3. Allegheny Trade Company, 928 3rd Avenue, Duncansville. Order online and choose from over 80,000 items. Visit online at AlleghenyTrade.com.
School's out, and just like that, routines go out the window. Later bedtime, skipping breakfast, busy days, and meals on the go. This summer, make one thing easy to keep on track. Whole milk, packed with nutrients growing kids need like calcium, protein, and vitamin D. Strong bodies, healthy habits, even when school's out. Whole milk, it's one routine worth keeping.
Hey, John, why so glum?
I just got let go. The company's downsizing. This is the third time in the last 2 years. I'm done with this.
Have you thought about My Computer Career? I've heard they can train you for a career in IT in just a few months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI, and you don't need prior training or experience. Now that's a recession-resistant career.
Wow, thanks. I'll check them out.
Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. Mycomputercareer.edu, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
At Audion Hearing, our mission is simple: to make better hearing affordable for everyone. We're proud to offer high-quality, rechargeable hearing aids starting at just $98. Clear, comfortable, and ready to use right out of the box. And here's a study worth hearing. Research shows that wearing hearing aids can reduce your risk of dementia by up to 61%. Join over 1 million happy customers and hear the difference today by going to audionhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
This is the 2-Minute Timeout with Joe Shuda on WRTA.
Welcome to Best Way Pizza. Can I take your order, please?
We dare, we dare, we dare, dare to be square.
Thank you. Please pull around.
Whether it's before the game or after the game, make a stop at Best Way Pizza in Hollidaysburg. You'll get it fast and get it fresh. Ask for the 3-cut special, the 10-cut special, or any of your favorite subs or salads. If you're feeding a crowd, you'll need the 28-cut party pizza. Satisfy your hunger at Best Way Pizza in Hollidaysburg.
Best Way Pizza.
If former Bucko lefty Jim Rooker could change anything about his baseball career, what would it be?
You know, that's a good question, and I've actually kind of, at times, kicked myself. I wish I would have been more dedicated to the game and shown more respect to it at times. You just do some stupid stuff or say stupid stuff, but I think part of it was the fact that when I was an outfielder and then converted to a pitcher, I think I might have taken a completely different approach had I signed as a pitcher and maybe had a longer, better career. I never, ever expected to be a baseball player. I never even thought about being a baseball player when I was in high school. I just had a best friend that was so good. When he pitched, we'd get a bunch of scouts at the game, and I just happened to be doing well at the right time as an outfielder and hit some home runs. A scout from Milwaukee and a scout from Detroit both approached me at different times and asked me if I wanted to play ball. And it's like, what do you mean? Well, we'll sign you to play baseball. And I'm thinking, you're going to pay me to play baseball. And I never, ever thought that that was going to be an option for me. I would either gone to college, hopefully, or the military. I never had any other options. Luckily, as it turns out, ended up somehow switching to a pitcher, and things really improved once I got on the mound because for some reason I just happened to have a good arm, and that's what saved me. So again, looking back, maybe putting more into the game than I did would have maybe made me a better player, but I still have to say I'm pretty satisfied with the way things turned out because I was never going to be a Major League Baseball player. Even when I was in the minor leagues, I never thought I'd be a Major League player. I just did that because they were giving me money. So that was a job to me. But then once I got to the big leagues, it wasn't a job anymore. It was fun. It was me doing something that I loved. And I tell kids, when I talk to kids, I always tell them I'm living proof that dreams come true.
That's your 2-minute timeout. I'm Joe Shuda.
Check out WRTA Plus for more exclusive behind the scenes content. Now back to WRTA Mornings with Referee Rich and Dave Shannon.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. California officials still counting votes in those primary races. Republican gubernatorial candidate Steve Hilton.
I'm here to fight for you and to help you to have that chance at following your dream, whatever it is.
And Democrat Javier Becerra.
As your governor, I am ready to lead the fight to uphold California's promise.
Are leading an unofficial early returns. Meanwhile,
incumbent Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass has advanced to a November runoff after failing to capture 51% of the votes needed to win outright. She could face Republican reality TV star Spencer Pratt.
That's Fox's Sue Guzman. Pratt looking to hold on to second place. Democrat Nithya Raman has not conceded yet. Republican Congresswoman Ashley Hanson, trouncing her opponent, will run for the open U.S. Senate seat in November against Democrat Josh Turek, who defeated Zach Walls. America's listening to Fox News.
53 and sunshine out there, 732, Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240. Ricky Sharif Joyner, the alleged leader of an Altoona drug ring, agreed to a plea deal that reduced a third-degree murder charge to voluntary manslaughter for the 2022 overdose death of 26-year-old Marlena Cayley. As part of the agreement, Joyner faces 14 to 30 years in prison, and he pled guilty to additional charges regarding drug trafficking and contraband. In June of 2025, Joyner was one of seven residents arrested after a statewide grand jury recommended criminal charges against them for running that drug ring. State Representative Frank Burns of Cambria County demanding the resignation of the entire Johnstown Housing Authority Board, calling on city officials to replace him with members committed to shrinking the city's large public housing footprint. Burns cites a revolving door of out-of-county residents, particularly from Philadelphia, who exploit a voucher loophole and have contributed to high crime rates and straining local resources with 18 daily police calls to housing authority properties. A Dubois woman identified as Stacy Ellis faces criminal homicide and drug delivery charges nearly 2 years after her boyfriend, Brian Selesky, died of a fentanyl and methamphetamine overdose in August of 2024. According to court records, police recovered evidence from a Dubois residence and alleged that Ellis admitted to providing the drugs, while text messages revealed a hostile relationship. Based on the investigation and those texts, police allege Ellis intentionally provided Selesky with fentanyl, knowing it would kill him. Police will begin issuing fines this week for drivers in Pennsylvania caught using their cell phones while behind the wheel. Last June, Paul Miller's law was signed by Governor Shapiro, which bans the use of cell phones while driving in your hands, physically. Miller was a 21-year-old killed in a Monroe County crash with a tractor-trailer as that driver reached for his cell phone. For the first year, police have been giving written warnings. Now, Friday, they can begin issuing monetary fines. Two men injured in the assassination attempt of President Trump in Butler in July of 2024 are filing a lawsuit against the United States. David Dutch was shot once, James Coppenhaver twice during the incident. In their lawsuit filed against the U.S., the two claim the Secret Service failed to keep them safe and that there was failure communications that day. The lawsuit seeks more than $150,000. Centre County has authorized a $10 million loan to expedite an $8 million expansion of the Public Safety Training Center at Pleasant Gap, a collaborative project with the Central Pennsylvania Institute of Science and Technology. The new facility will serve as a dual-purpose hub for regional emergency responder training and CPI health science education. The county anticipates completion of the project by the end of next year. The number of bankruptcies in Pennsylvania is increasing. That's according to newly released data from the personal finance site Smart Asset. The data shows between March of 2025 and March of this year, more than 13,000 people filed for bankruptcy across Pennsylvania. Maine was the only state to see a decline in bankruptcy filings during that time period. And weight loss drugs are being linked to lower rates of breast cancer. A new study out this week took a look at more than 100,000 women over the past few years and found those who took GLP-1 drugs, such as Wegovy and Ozempic, had a 30% lower risk of breast cancer. The researchers at the University of Pennsylvania point out that the observational study does not prove that weight loss drugs reduce cancer risks. The researchers are now seeking funding for a clinical trial on whether GLP-1 drugs can decrease breast cancer cases among high-risk women. 7:36, here is the morning sports.
Well, it was nail-biting time for a while for the Buccos last night. When I tuned in, they were trailing 4-2. It wasn't too long till they took the lead, and then they continued to add to it. They were leading 10-4 heading into the ninth. The Astros did get two runs in because Dennis Santana apparently has forgotten how to pitch. Houston had the bases loaded with just one out, and they called on Gregory Soto, who came in from the pen and struck out the only two batters he faced. And the Pirates win 10-6. The Bucks brought the long ball bats. Brandon Lau hit a literal dinger off of the right field fair pole. O'Neill Cruz, that's Lau's 15th, by the way. Cruz hit one. That was his 14th. Andy Rodriguez just entered his first one of the season. That accounted for 8 of the 10 Bucco runs. Game 2 of the series set tonight. Happy Skeens Day at 8:10. Paul Skeens on the hill for the Bucks. The game will be on 96.1 Hank FM. Bucco's now alone in second place, by the way, in the NL Central, 5.5 back of the front-running Brewers. A wild finish. Oh, I need to hear the details of this. I bet John Moses was there, and he probably has those.
With the Altoona Curve Report, this is John Moses. A comeback win for the Curve Tuesday night in New Hampshire. They trailed 3-2 going into the ninth and then scored 6 times at the top of the ninth inning. Go ahead, fielder's choice for Lonnie White Jr., RBI single by Derek Berg. Curve ended up scoring 6 total runs, 2 doubles in the game for both Lonnie White Jr. and Callan Moss as the Curve pulled out an 8-3 win at New Hampshire. Series continues on Wednesday. Altoona will roll with a bullpen day. 6:03, first pitch slated in Manchester. With the Altoona Curve Report, this is John Moses.
Once again, Game 2, first pitch tonight, 6:03 here on Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA. Steeler OTAs are continuing. That's mandatory minicamp, for those who don't know. The team made one player very happy yesterday. Steelers announced they signed outside linebacker Nick Herbig to a 4-year contract extension. Now, it's worth some $100 million. And 42 of that's guaranteed. Herbig told the media yesterday he wants to be a Steeler for life and will now be there for the next 5 seasons. He is in the final year of his rookie contract, and the Steeler fans can look for possibly Joey Porter to get a new deal. Joey Porter Jr. The old man isn't coming back. It was anything but dull last night in Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Final. Carolina bolted out to a quick 2-0 lead in the first period. Then the VGK, Vegas Golden Knights, clawed their way back and made it a raucous back-and-forth affair. It was tied at 4. It looked like they were headed to overtime, and the VGK said no. They scored the winning goal with just 3:24 left in the third, and they steal that game. Game one, 5-4. Game two, tomorrow night in Raleigh, North Carolina. 55 and sunny at 7:39. It is WRTA Mornings.
I'd like to take a moment and just clear up some confusion. Now, we've told you about Ron Beatty Carpet and Upholstery Cleaning and how Ron and Kathy Beatty are the best, hands down. Well, be aware there are others in the area with a similar name, so don't be confused. Make sure you call Ron Beatty Carpet and Upholstery Cleaning, 941-1000. 941-1000, 941-1000. It's an easy phone number to remember, and when you call, you'll talk to Kathy, who will happily schedule your next carpet, upholstery, or floor cleaning job. Whether it's carpeting or ceramic or even your upholstered furniture, no one, absolutely no cleaning service can give you the results like Ron Beatty. But you must call Ron Beatty, not the other guys. 941-1000. 941-1000. 941-1000. You've heard a number of their customers right here on the air, so don't be confused. It's Ron Beatty Carpet and Upholstery Cleaning. 941-1000. 941-1000. Ron Beatty. The absolute best cleaning your home can get. No one else even comes close.
Configuring the Bluetooth. Deciding who controls the music. Remembering where you parked. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your vehicle doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like remembering if you're on the third or fourth level of the parking garage. That's simple human sense.
Find out more today at High Street Gingrich Insurance Agency, Altoona.
If you want unlimited talk, text, and data on a super fast network, Big Wireless will sell it to you right now for as little as $70 a month. Or you can buy it from Pure Talk for half of that. I'm talking about unlimited talk, text, and data for just $34.99 a month. But wait, there's more. When you switch to Pure Talk, you'll be switching to an American wireless company that's committed to keeping 100% of its customer service in this country. I appreciate that. In fact, that's why I switched. I also appreciate the way they support our vets and our skilled workforce. Dial #250, say micro, and get unlimited talk, text, and unlimited data for just $34.99 a month. That's #250. Micro. Stop paying twice what you need to pay for the service you want and switch to an American wireless company that actually stands for something. Pure Talk.
I'm Liz Claman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Investors are monitoring the latest developments in the Iran conflict. Brent crude, the global benchmark, is up to $98 a barrel. West Texas Intermediate, U.S. oil, is at $96. Bitcoin is down to the $67,000 range. The crypto slump followed investor Michael Saylor's firm Strategy, revealing it sold 32 Bitcoin last week for about $2.5 million. The firm plans to use proceeds from the sale for other investments. Gas prices remain high, but people are still buying things to look better. Ulta Beauty shares are up more than 1% after its earnings topped expectations. Sales at stores open at least a year were up more than 5%. Stock futures are mixed after the major averages closed at records again yesterday. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
When I started skiing, I didn't think about setting any records. When I won my first race, I didn't think about how many more I might win. So when I made it to the top of the world, it never crossed my mind to stop. Being the best isn't the same as being your best. There are no shortcuts to the top, so find the people who help get you there. I'm Michaela Schifrin, and that's what Team Stiefel means to me. If you're an advisor or an investor, choose Stiefel, where success meets success.
Stiefel Nicholas & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult a financial advisor before making any investment.
Here's your AccuWeather forecast. Today will be delightful with sunshine and a few clouds, reaching a high of 78. Tonight, expect a crystal clear sky with a low of 51. Tomorrow will be partly sunny with a high of 83. Moving on to Friday, it will also be partly sunny with a high of 85. Saturday is expected to be very warm with intervals of clouds and sun with a chance for an afternoon thunderstorm and a high of 86. Sunday will be mostly cloudy with a couple of showers and a thunderstorm, reaching a high of 81. With your AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Joe Lundberg on Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA.
See and hear what referee Rich and Dave Shannon really think with WRTA Plus. Now back to WRTA Mornings with referee Rich and Dave Shannon.
Yeah, we don't get to jam out too much here, but thanks to X-Man.
It is time, with that nice anthem that's playing in the background, to take our hat off to a hero. As we are saluting today, Freedom Township Volunteer Fire Company Assistant Chief Nathan Caldwell. Assistant Chief Caldwell, thank you for putting your life on the line for us. Our hats off to heroes, brought to you by Brumbaugh Fireworks, Ron Beatty Carpet and Upholstery Cleaning, Brent Cogan Electrical Services, and 3 Echo Emergency Solutions. Once again, if you happen to encounter Freedom Township Volunteer Fire Company Assistant Chief Nathan Caldwell today, tip your cap and say thank you for what you do.
Absolutely. 7:45, we have a little bit of time. If you'd like to call or text, it's 814-946-0435 as we get ready to tell you about food.
Yes, we very seldom talk about food on
this
show.
When we do, it's really exciting.
Yeah, so stay tuned, and you'll salivate like many people tell us they do when we start talking about food. So that's a good thing. Let's see what's come in on the text wire. The 1,000-day eggs from the tractor that made the wrong turn onto dry run road are still available.
Well, speaking of
From the Rich and Tom podcast, already sold throughout Pennsylvania.
Oh.
And the guy who is the expert in dry run sends that text along to us.
Well, there's a picture in the paper, I think, today.
Of the eggs?
No. There's some construction going on.
By the way, Dave chimed in, too, saying that his granddaughter loves milk. He says, as a matter of fact, he says, that's her whole diet. May want to add a little variety into that, but she's off to a good start.
We got to change that. We can't get in there. Ew. All right, well, anyway, there's a picture of the Dry Run Bridge being demolished.
Dry Run Bridge?
In today's paper.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my egg boy will be stranded. No, there's a detour.
It'll be exciting.
Well, yeah, we got to change something in here. We can't get into the paper in here. Anyway, yeah, there is a picture today. It's construction. It's going to take June and July to redo it. I think, yeah, it's today's paper. So anyway, if you'd like to call the program or text, you can do it now, 814-946-0435. If you want to talk about milk, we can talk about milk. We've already done that on the program. Milk, it does a body good. Remember that phrase. You know, in a nice warm day like today, what can be better than a nice cold glass of milk? They're even in cereal commercials now. Have you seen it? The last three words of the TV commercial for cereal: ice cold milk.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they've been doing that for quite a while, but now it's in conjunction with National Dairy Month, which is pretty cool. So if you want to get in the program that way, you can call or you can text us. Well, why don't I just go ahead and talk about Kepner's Grandview Meats? Because today is Wednesday. It has the most choices by one. Well, no, not anymore. I think we're tied now. Well, you know what? We got a call. I'll bet I know who it's from. Yes, it's Egg Boy.
He has something extra.
That dry run bridge.
Well, don't get excited now, guys.
I'm not.
Since the advent of the bridge being taken down, which happened to be two-by-fours and a 4x4.
You live high off the hog out there.
That's right. The girls will be flying over the ballpark. So hopefully everybody has their ball gloves on because they'll be dropping eggs.
Dropping eggs while they fly.
That's right. While they fly, so we'll be fly-by eggs. Is that like a fly-by shooting? I don't know what that is. Anyway, so they'll still be available if you go to the ballpark. If you don't go to the ballpark, you'll be eggless. Bad for you.
What ballpark and when?
That'll be any time from Tuesday to Sunday. Every week, every other week, at the ballpark here in Altoona.
Oh, I thought it was at the ballpark in Dry Run, where the Dry Run chickens play.
No, we don't have it. We have a hockey rink.
You have a hockey rink. I'd like to see chickens on skates.
That's right. You ain't never lived using a chicken on a skate with a piece of stick.
Probably not.
So, okay.
We didn't do it.
Hey, it's National Egg Day.
Today. Is it really?
Today is actually National Egg Day.
Did you know that, Egg Boy?
Absolutely, yes.
Why didn't you say something? Detective Dennis came in and told us. Way to go.
Well, the girls are wore out, guys.
It's a family show. Hey.
Family show, the girls are wore out. Is that the K-Man?
No. You mean X-Man.
X-Men, yeah, X-Men.
No, no. No, that was Detective Dennis.
Well, the X-Men cannot go incognito, by the way, if you see his license plate.
No, he can't. You know, I've been to Cognito. It's nothing special.
No, okay. Where's that close to? Altoona. Incognito, PA. Okay, I have to write that down.
It's close to Ying and Yang.
Yeah. What the X-Men has a very large right foot, so just watch
yourself. You saying he drives fast?
Yeah. Matter of fact, the hair that I have left in my head ended up in my eyes. That's how fast he went by me. So.
Well, then you just have to be more careful.
Yes, we'll do that. We'll have to start wearing a hat.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. We're rapidly approaching the end of the show here. Can you feel the flat tire?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's time now to hang up on the Eggman.
No, we don't hang up on anybody unless it's warranted.
Oh, I see. Okay, warranted who?
But you...
Yeah, right, him.
Yeah.
Him, that guy. Okay.
That guy. All right.
Okay. Have a good day, guys.
Take your basket and your eggs and move on.
We'll go on...
Yeah. All right.
Take care of the girls.
Yeah. Okay. That's it. He's done. He out of here.
All right.
See ya, boy!
Let's talk about Kepner's now. Grandview Meats today. It's ham pot pie, roast beef, meatloaf, marinated steak and potato wedges, marinated pork and potato wedges, chicken parm. And today's potluck is chicken meat pie. All right. They're going to be open 8:30 to 5 today. They'll be open that time tomorrow and Friday. Saturday, 8 to 3. Pleasant Valley Boulevard and 16th Street. Phone number is 814-943-6328 in case you want to put some roast beef or meatloaf back. Pick it up a little later. They also have smash burgers, steak subs, and sausage and pepper sandwiches on the everyday menu. They have subs every day, whole or half subs, made right there in front of you. Italian, turkey, roast beef, ham, and a combo. And you can also get Chris's cakes in the back. That's all we got from the latest email. Chris's cakes are in the back. We're still waiting. Even though it's a month of June, I think they're a little late. We're still waiting for the creamsicle milk.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what's going on up there, but we're starting to get a little impatient. We want that milk.
That's right.
We need it for shakes.
And other things.
And other things. Like to drink.
Yeah, there.
All right. Well, you know what? We're going to end this now by saying all from our friends. We have a call here. All from our friends at
Kepner's Grandview Meats.
All right. We got another phone call. We'll squeeze in. Good morning.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, great. I just thought of something odd from a biblical perspective that may be applicable to the situation in Iran. It appears in the book of Daniel. And I mean, if you're a Bible-believing Christian, you have to believe that these things are true and occurred. But there was a situation where there was some type of angelic message that was delayed for 21 days to get to Daniel because there was some type of confrontation in Persia, which
wow.
was ancient Iran.
Wow.
Which means that the demonic forces are centered and have been centered in that region for thousands of years. And sometimes it takes some type of heavenly strategy to get things moving that are delayed. And I think that might play in this prolonged situation, because there was something called the Prince of Persia, and it was a powerful demon. And one of the chief princes had to come and help an angel get away from this chief prince. It was sort of like some type of tussle or battle. And then he was able to reach Daniel and get him this message. And some of it was concerning the end of the world. So I think those forces are still at play over there. And because we have options that Daniel didn't have, you know, the intercession of Christ, you know, as a high priest, that might play a role if the believers get together and really, you know, dedicate themselves to a specialized anti-Prince of Persia.
Okay.
Prayer and supplication.
All right. We appreciate the call and thought. Thank you very much. We are up against a break, unfortunately, because we're up against the end of the show. But thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
All right. And AccuWeather says, great day, sunny, a few clouds, 78, crystal clear tonight and 51, partly sunny and 83 tomorrow, partly sunny and 85 on Friday. A chance of an afternoon thunderstorm, but still hot. On Saturday, 86. Then on Sunday, cloudy, a little bit cooler. A couple of showers and a thunderstorm in 81. It is 57, warming up nicely, I might add. It's 7:55, and it's WRTA Mornings.
Real good news from God's Word in the Bible for hope and inspiration from Isaiah chapter 40. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Do the cares of the world have you weak and weary? Are you depressed or beaten down? The everlasting God who created the world and created you loves you. Those who hope in the Lord, Jesus Christ, will renew their strength. This message brought to you by friends praying for you at the Sinking Valley Presbyterian Church.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota BX Series is the number one selling subcompact tractor in the U.S. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Test drive a Kubota today, only at McCoy's Lawn, Garden, and Construction, Route 36 in Roaring Spring, 814-224-5335.
The annual Arts Camp with Marie Cutshaw is June 6th through the 11th at Foot of Ten Elementary School. See the Hollidaysburg Arts Council Facebook page for details. You're invited to Blair Township's Community Block Party June 18th, 4 to 8 p.m. at the corner of Justice and Capitol Streets in the Fort Fetter section of Hollidaysburg. The event will include local food vendors, live music from Altoona's own Jimmy Mowry, axe throwing from Slinger's Throw House, and there'll be activities for the kids courtesy of our local fire departments. For more information, email Cami, K-A-M-I, at blairtownship-pa.org. The next Hollidaysburg Area Arts Council Free Music in the Berg at Canal Basin Park is Sunday, June 28th, 6 p.m. with the band Oz. And the Hollidaysburg Farmers Market is open each Tuesday, 11 to 2 through September. This list of events is brought to you by Epic Pyrotechnics, JP Mortgage Lending, Keller Engineers, Holiday Pools and Spas, Five Star Power Sports, Everett Railroad, Reeder Timber Services, and Thrivent Financial, Andrea Paul, Hollidaysburg. There's always something happening in Hollidaysburg.
Listen to WRTA anywhere at WRTA.com or on the Lightner Radio app. Streaming of WRTA is driven by Grubco Busing Incorporated in Heston.
Grubco Busing is your family-run travel partner serving Huntington, State College, Altoona, and beyond since 1980. Grubco Charter Bus Tours offer superior comfort and convenience, and their professional drivers ensure a safe, relaxing, and enjoyable journey. Book your next adventure at GrubcoBusing.com or give them a call at 814-907-0518. Follow them on Facebook, too.
All right, we have hit the second time with this music. That means we're done.
Yes, it certainly does.
For Wednesday.
Wednesday's show is over.
So that means Thursday's next.
Yeah, so we'll catch you tomorrow morning with Thursday's show. See you then. See you. Bye.
Sorry, up you.
No, not at all.
No. I insist up you.
Oh, no, up you.
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 Up you. Up you. Up you.